Hello, Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Neon, back with more weather report for you with my favorite partner.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, everybody. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy, and it's Friday, the 30th of August.
What have we got?
We wake up in the morning, feeling good at 4:40, at 4:56 a.m. The moon sextiles Uranus, and then at 8:30, if we were waking up at this point, the moon is trining Neptune. So, again, remember, sextiles and trines are good positive energy in the astrological aspects. So we're already waking up emotionally feeling content, knowing that any of our disillusionments can now be used as a map to find how to make it more real.
Oh, you know what I absolutely love pairing that with is our page or princess of wand. The pages or the princesses are the inner state, our state of being inside of us before we act on it and then show up out in the world that happens with the knights. The princess of pentacles is the I believe card. So what I love about that is, trust me, I won't be up at 4:47. But it's like I can, by 8:30, yes, but it's like I can use that energy to roll in and use that belief that it's like, well, it may not be real yet, but here's what I can do to move towards making it concrete rather than just feeling sorry for myself that it doesn't exist yet. Yeah, but it takes belief first. If you don't believe, you aren't going to act on it. Why would you, right? Why would you move in that direction if you just don't think it's possible?
Right.
Yeah. So it's
So
very much about that belief. What else?
it's true. No, I was just going to say that the moon then, as the day progresses, it enters into Leo, and immediately it opposes Pluto, who's in Aquarius. So moon in Leo opposes Pluto in Aquarius, and that happens at 10:16 a.m. So our morning and afternoon is really flavored with that energy. So this can give us some deep emotional reactions, but at the same time, we can no brooding. There's no brooding during this time, right? That's the shadow side of what you would see there. But the bottom line is, don't let fear keep you from being you. I think is a good summarization of that energy.
Oh, I love that. And believing that better definition of you. You know, that moon in Leo opposite Pluto and Aquarius is very much when you dig deep, because Pluto is always mining. You know, you have to dig to find gold, you have to dig to find the elements. But when you do, they make you rich. So it's like when you're willing to face the places and the spaces where you don't believe in yourself, you can actually overcome those fears and it's pure gold. It's like, no, I feel the truth of it. Because Pluto is very much, it's like you can't, tangible. So it's like there is riches that you can feel. So it's like, no, I make the reality, rich when I act on what I believe. Yeah. Yeah, it pays off. It's not comfortable. It's not necessarily easy. Oppositions aren't. But when you face those worst fears about yourself, boy, is there a payoff. Because it's like you can look those fears in the eye and go, not true. Or shrink the shadow down when you're standing under the bright light of day, and fire is always bright light. When you're standing under the bright light of day, your shadow can shrink right down to the size of your feet, when you're high noon. So it's like bring the brightest possible light, let those shadows shrink down to the actual size they are so that you can act on your own behalf and making your dreams come true.
It's using the energies, right? It's using that Plutonian energy that allows us to go deep.
Yep. And shine brightly while you do. Believe in you.
Perfect.
All right. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand. Thanks for joining us.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy, and we'll see you next time.
Till then.